Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we're taking a look at the upcoming Open Streets event in Lawton, which promotes fitness and activity for young people. Joining us today from the city of Lawton to talk about the event are Tiffany Verska, Community Relations Director, and Charlotte Brown, Planning and Subdivision Administrator. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, we've discussed previous versions of this event on this program, but for those listening who may not be familiar, what is Open Streets?
Open Streets is a Fit Kids of Southwest Oklahoma Coalition and City of Lawton collaboration. It's designed to get kids and families moving and active and healthy, and it kind of turns public streets into a temporary playground. So we have it biannually in downtown Lawton on C Avenue, and it's just a wonderful time for everybody to get to know some more of the organizations and get out there and get moving and get fit.
So what groups will be participating in Open Streets this time out?
We actually have a lot of groups. We're up to 83 vendors so far this time, and this is the most we've had. For example, Central Texas College is going to come out and host Skip It. United in Christ Discipleship and Training has a huge inflatable obstacle course that the kids all love. City National Bank comes out with a big slide inflatable, and then they have pre-made cornhole games that were made specifically for them that they're going to bring out and play this time. And then the committee is actually going to do a painting rocks activity for the kids so that they can go and take them and hide them around town. And then when you find them, you're supposed to move them to another location so that other people can find them and stuff.
The last Open Streets event was held in late spring, the late May, early June timeframe. What, if anything, will be different about this version since it's being held in October?
Well, as Charlotte said, we have 83 vendors, which is more vendors than we've ever had. And when we say vendors, you might traditionally think of somebody that's selling something. But our only rule is that you don't sell anything and that you have to have some sort of activity at your booth to get, like I said, kids and families healthy, active, moving. So we're going to have a ton more activities. We're also going to have a magic show for the first time. And we're also going to have the 580 Roller Girls out there doing kind of a demo mashup. And we will have a bike show for the first time. We're bringing in some folks to do a bike show. And so there's just kind of more of a performance element in addition to walking around and getting moving in other ways.
Is there anything that will specifically change because this is a fall event?
We are inviting the community to come dressed in their Halloween costumes since it's a week or so before Halloween.
So. And that's always so much fun.
How did Open Streets develop into this kind of event from the goal of encouraging youth fitness in Lawton and Southwest Oklahoma?
Well, it's kind of a modern concept, and now it's global, it's worldwide. Lawton was actually one of the first cities in Oklahoma to be able to do it, and now I think the committee can be really proud of itself because we have other cities and communities calling us and saying, hey, how do you get so many people out there? Hey, how do you plan and coordinate this? And so they're calling us for tips and advice because our event has been so successful, and the community just comes out every year and has a great time. But there's certain goals or initiatives that are associated with this particular event. Open Streets creates a sense of community. It promotes active lifestyles, active transportation, and it aids in our downtown revitalization efforts in addition to providing citizens community information on different organizations and businesses.
Now, at past versions, some of the draws for the event have been bringing in vendors like food trucks or larger activities like a climbing wall. Will attendees see some of those familiar aspects this time around?
Yes, the climbing wall will be back out. We have several food trucks. We actually have a couple of new ones that haven't participated with us before that'll be out there. And then, of course, the Run Lawton's going to do 1 mile fun run again. That's kind of become a staple in there now. But a lot of it's, you know, cornhole, potato sacks, the Imagination Playground will be back out there. A lot of it's going to be the same fun activities that we had at the summer one.
Well, it sounds like Open Streets has expanded significantly since the last event. Do you see that kind of growth continuing through future versions?
That's our hope, is that we continue to get bigger and bigger and we can get more people down. to right. come and participate.
And it's a little interesting, too, because initially when we were planning this one, we thought we'd go from 3rd to 5th Street just to get everybody kind of more condensed, more of a community atmosphere, you know, not as far between different vendors. And we had so many folks sign up and want to be a part of this that we actually extended it back down to 2nd Street. So we're very, very excited about this. We're looking forward to it. We think we're going to have a great turnout.
Now, this is a rescheduled event, which I think also happened the last time this was
held. Right.
So to be prepared, since we've had some inclement weather recently, if weather were to cause problems, is there a possibility of rescheduling again, or would the event just be canceled if it can't be held on the new date?
So those are decisions that are made by our committee that kind of comes together and votes on those types of decisions. And so the best advice we can give folks that are interested in Open Streets is to follow the Lawton Fort Sill Open Streets page. And any significant updates or changes, rescheduling, mm-hmm. anything like that will be posted on there. It'll also be posted on the city website, which is lawtonok.gov.
Going back to the growth of the event, what would you like to see added to future versions of Open Streets?
I would just would love to see get up close to 100 vendors and have everyone show up. That would really be awesome because that would fill that whole street. And then maybe we can do some bike lanes like for kids or whatever to get out there and ride their bikes because that's a pretty good stretch. So, you know, hopefully we can mark some bike lanes and stuff in the springtime for kids to get out there and ride.
Absolutely. And every time we have an Open Streets, we do surveys for those who attend. And we're always looking for new, fresh ideas. Mm-hmm. We try to give the community what they want, things that they're looking for. I think that we've had really positive results on the surveys that we've had, those results that have come in. 92% said that they learned new ways to be more active and healthy. 77% said that they were going to visit a restaurant or a retail establishment while they were in our downtown area. Another great figure, this last event, it served 239 kids. 239 kids came out and got active and got moving. So I think that's something to be proud of.
And with that, we are out of time. Our guests today are Tiffany Verska and Charlotte Brown with the City of Lawton, talking with us about the upcoming Open Streets event. Thank you both so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Fall Open Streets event, presented by the Fit Kids Coalition of Southwest Oklahoma and the City of Lawton, is scheduled for Saturday, October 20th on Southwest C Avenue in downtown Lawton. The event will be held from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and admission is free. For more information, visit the City of Lawton website at lawtonok.gov or visit the event page on Facebook. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.